Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
It's Bob Almanac time. Almanac quiz today for the Oak Ridge Boys tickets. The American Made Farewell Tour. Their last tour and making, I mean, they must be up there in the top 10, maybe, as far as the number of national acts that have the most appearances at the Medina Entertainment Center,
Neil, don't you think? I would think they're...
Maybe top five,
very
even.
Close, yeah. 10, sure.
They're top 10, certainly. Yep. All right, we do have a Bob Almanac salute, a couple of them here today. This is legendary. No, it's not a member. It's not Demond Wilson. It's not Lamont. Which I think he's still alive.
I believe so.
It's Quincy Jones, who composed this theme. Did you know that?
I did know that.
I think because I think we've actually mentioned it here on the Almanac before. Very talented composer, arranger. He was a guy who basically, you know, even though Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie had kind of the idea for We Are the World, it was really Quincy Jones who brought them all together. And without Quincy Jones, that project probably doesn't get done.
Well, I don't believe it does.
You remember this one, too? Called Soul Bossa Nova.
Yes.
You may know it best as basically the theme to
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, exactly.
International Man of Mystery.
He did the theme to Ironside. Song, which has my favorite opening line of any song. I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. That song is called Just Once.
Yes.
It's basically, the album says Quincy Jones, but he's not the one singing on it. It's James Ingram.
Yep.
But Quincy Jones.
What a talent. An icon in the music world, for sure.
28 times a Grammy winner. He passed away Sunday at his home in Bel Air.
That's insane.
He was 91. He turned Michael Jackson into a superstar. Once he started working with Michael Jackson, got him away from his brothers and did the Off the Wall album and then Thriller. There was
game
magic.
Changer.
It certainly was. Certainly was. He wouldn't have probably become the king of pop without Quincy Jones. Look, that's my feel there on that one. And then we've got one more here today as well. I want to say he was in every episode of L.A. Law. He played Douglas Brackman on L.A. Law. He had Golden Globe and Emmy nominations for supporting character. Name is Alan Ratchins.
Oh,
he died
yeah.
over the weekend at the age of 82.
Kind of a balding guy.
Yes.
Is that the one?
And because of that feature, he played Fred Rutherford in the Leave It to Beaver movie.
Oh, sure.
There are very few actors that can fill the shoes of a Richard Deacon, but this guy was one of them.
Right.
And he did. He played Fred Rutherford in the Leave It to Beaver movie from 1997. Shooter McGavin played Ward, and it was more of a takeoff and a spoof, if you've seen it, from 97. It was a long time ago. It wasn't the beaver. It wasn't your grandfather's beaver. Let's just put it that way. So he passed away at the age of 82 over the weekend. Then those two gentlemen are now gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten. Monday, November 4th, 309th day of the year. Did I say we're doing a quiz for the Oak Ridge Boys?
You did mention
that. Okay, I did. Thank you. So today, Monday, our patent of the day is a patent, 1846, for the artificial leg. Benjamin Palmer. Now, I didn't look into it. Did he have the need for an artificial leg? Or did he see was he out and about one day and he saw a pirate? And all he had was a peg leg. And he thought, you know what? I think I can do better than that.
I think that's probably what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So,
kudos to him.
Why did so many pirates have peg legs? And why did they have hook hands? Do we know that? I mean, was it because of sharks?
Maybe. I don't know.
A shark would grab his leg, and then, well, then there goes the leg, and then he'd try to fight the shark off, and then there goes the hand.
The hand, right.
So that's our patent of the day, 1846. We actually have another patent, but it didn't qualify for patent of the day.
Oh.
1862, inventor Richard Jordan Gatling patented his Gatling gun. Kind of the first machine gun, Neil. Rapid firing. Big old crank. They had to put it in the back of a wagon.
Right. I understand. It's.
It got hot. It often overheated, Neil, from what I hear.
Well, you had your fingers on the pulse of that product.
Who? You?
You.
Well, you should. I mean, I'm sure it's featured in a lot of your movies. I mean, wasn't it always a threat in Branded?
Branded?
Yeah.
The follow-up to The Rifleman for Chuck Connors?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
where he was thrown out of the fort there, and they tore off his stripes. And
for a crime he didn't,
commit. Very much like Grizzly Adams. He was sent
it
up
was
into the
similar.
Woods for a crime he didn't commit. And met a bear and the whole thing. So that was this date in 1862. Let's go to 61.
A little girl.
This is Bob Dylan.
A little girl. Oh, how you been?
He's at Carnegie Hall, still very early in his career, 1961. His first ever concert at Carnegie Hall. Oh, man, the acoustics. This microphone is in the bathroom in the back of the hall. And listen to those acoustics, Neil, how great they are at Carnegie Hall. Or, as they sometimes say, Carnegie. You know, it's kind of funny because you do the Men Who Built America, and the whole time during the show, they're saying Carnegie, and then they bring in, obviously, some professor who thinks he knows more than everybody else, you know, as an expert, and he pronounces Carnegie. Because he knows something that we all don't know.
If I remember, there wasn't a big crowd for this one.
50 people showed up, and they gave him $20.
Well,
there are more people at his Hibbing High School parent-teacher conferences in the room.
Right. Well, exactly.
So that was 61. 75, big day on daytime television.
Now, one more very important feature of this game. If you get exactly $1 in one spin or in two spins, you win a $1,000 bonus.
This is the debut of the big wheel, Neil. The big wheel, as we know it today.
Now,
part of the Showcase Showdown.
One of the handles here and give it a good pull, and let's see what you get on your first spin.
Oh, they need to update that sound effect. Not quite the same. And also, they obviously did not have the rule yet that it had to go around once, because that did not go around. As you could tell, Neil, that did, it was the clicks, and they changed the dings, the dongs, and the clicks there a little bit later on. But
it looked very heavy and cumbersome.
It was. It was a big wheel. It was heavy duty, and they had used one because earlier that season, they had gone to a one-hour show. So they had, and they were going to have the Showcase Showdown, the first winners of the first half of the show, the winner there, and then the winner of the second half of the show. But they had to find a way to pare it down to two instead of just doing, they wanted to do something different than just taking the top two winners like they did in the half hour show. So they brought a wheel, and the first wheel was very rickety. It looked like the one that we had that we would take out to remotes and things. Remember that?
Yes.
That didn't last very long.
No, it did
not. It wasn't built quite as well as the big wheel, but they had a kind of a cheap, rickety one, like the first few episodes, and they go, oh, we need to upgrade. CBS, hey, this is Television City, people. We need something a little bit better than this. Like something you got out of a cereal box. So they went with the big one, and the rest is history. They're still using it to this day.
Well, it's held up quite nicely. How many years ago? That was
1975.
Well,
1975, this date, 1975. In the news, 1979.
There are several hundred young people, mainly students at Tehran University, have taken over the embassy. We are not occupiers, they said. We have thrown out the occupiers. But instead of chasing all the Americans out of the compound, the Iranians imprisoned them in a building somewhere on these grounds. They have been hostages ever since.
This is the day that students, Iranian, 500 Iranian students loyal to the Ayatollah Khomeini, they seized the U.S. Embassy in Tehran on this date. taking 52 American. Actually, they originally took 90 hostages, then I think they released some, and they got it down to 52, and that's the number we know of today. 52 hostages right. for 444 days. Oh. That made us pretty angry.
It did. That was not a good time in our history.
No, it wasn't. It was in 1979, and then Jimmy Carter tried that rescue attempt
yes.
that resulted in the helicopters going down and things. One good thing did come out of this, Neil, out of the Iran hostage crisis. You know what that was?
No.
I'm Ted Koppel, and this is Nightline. Nightline came out of this because they started doing a late night after your late night news locally. They started doing an update just for this, and then that morphed into Nightline, Neil.
It's good, yes. And it's been with us ever since.
Yes. So that was this date, 1979. That was a dark day, certainly. How about 1990? Name this tune. It kind of is.
It kind of is.
Because it was written by John Tesh, performed by John Tesh. You know who John Tesh is.
Yes, from Entertainment Tonight. A fine piano player.
This song, actually, he does it in concert. It's called Round Ball Rock. And it was the theme to the NBA on NBC. And the NBA moved from CBS to NBC this date, and thus gave us this great theme, which is used to this date by NCAA. I think CBS used it for NCAA, and I think the NBA either still uses it or they plan to use it again. And they should. It's a heck
they
of a
should.
Theme.
It's very good.
You don't think of soccer when you hear that, do you? You think
no.
of basketball.
No.
Neil, what do you hear when you think of soccer? I thought you were going to go there again here this morning on the Bob Morning Show.
Our apologies to
all soccer fans.
Exactly. I'm just having fun
you
with them.
You certainly
but, you know, are. I just, you know, there's things that I like that other people don't like.
Right, and that's
and
okay.
Soccer's something that people like that I don't really care for.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like coconut in your candy bars. You don't like coconut.
No good. No. Uh-uh.
Let's remember this guy.
A lot of people aren't drinking the water that comes out of their faucet these days. Bottled water has become a $9 billion business. This is one of the most popular, Poland Spring Water. It isn't Polish, it's from Poland Spring, Maine. This pint costs $1.35 in the CBS cafeteria. Now just think about that. There are 8 pints in a gallon. So if your car ran on water instead of on gas, and you had to fill a 15-gallon tank with this, it would cost $162 to fill your tank with water.
Allow Andy Rooney, leave it up to him to put stuff into perspective. It's what he does. Did you ever notice my eyebrows look like Don King's hair? And then, you know, he used to do that, did you ever notice? And then people started imitating him with that, did you ever notice? And I think he stopped doing it.
Yeah, he maybe took a little offense to it.
He may have. It was all good fun. And Andy Rooney died on this date. It was just like days after his last appearance.
Wow.
Don't you remember?
Right.
He made his last appearance in October of 2011.
Yes.
And then this date, November 4th. 2011, he passed away. 92.
Yep.
For
pretty impressive.
Andy.
Quite a run.
Rooney. Yes, indeed. That was 2011. We're going to move on to birthdays now today. And I forgot to cue up Loretta Swit because I was so excited to have some of this.
Giving it up for your love. Everything. Giving it up for your love.
Delbert McClinton here today is
one
84. He's 84. Now, you know, he of course did the Tanya Tucker song, too. Tell me about it. Tanya. But he also played the harmonica on this 60s classic. I think you know it. It's called Hey Baby by Bruce Chanel. Heavily featured on the soundtrack to Dirty Dancing. So he's pretty talented. He was like in his early 20s when he was doing that.
There's a guy who's in the top 10 who came to the Medina He was there every year for many, many years and always had a great, great show. One of my all-time favorites there.
Delbert McClinton, mentioned 84. Loretta Swit, 87 today.
Hot Lips.
Hot Lips Houlihan on the MASH TV show.
Right.
I forget who plays it in the movie. I know if we've had her clips and her birthdays, yeah, but her name escapes
me. It was the same one who was in Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield, the blonde. Man.
We could use your help. Our First Lady of the day is First Lady Laura Bush, the wife of former President George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. First Lady from 2001 to 2009. She is 78 here today. Anil, it's one of our favorite game shows here.
When the doors are locked and the lights...
Know Your Forrester Sisters. Kathy, June, Kim, or Christy?
I'm going to say June.
It's
I knew
Kim.
June wasn't in June,
that
but I think
true.
I already said that in like September or somebody. Yeah, it's Kim today?
Yeah, Kim. Kim today.
Okay.
64 today. He was the original Karate Kid.
You learned plenty.
I learned plenty. I learned how to sand your decks, maybe. I waxed your car, paint your house, paint your fence. I learned plenty, right?
Not everything is as simple.
Mr. Miyagi was genius. I mean, not only would he train these young people in the art of karate,
right,
but he got a lot of odd jobs done around the house. Because he'd bring them in and they'd be sweeping and they'd be sanding and they'd be brushing on and off, wax on, wax off.
Right.
I mean, by the time he got done teaching these karate kids, he had so much wax on his floors in his kitchen that even Pat Morita's head was hitting the ceiling, Neil. He wasn't a tall guy.
He was, no,
you remember
he was
him
short.
From the Happy Days there.
Right, he was very short.
On Happy Days as Arnold. So that's Ralph Macchio. He did not like it when they tried to sweep the leg, Neil. It's not polite to sweep the leg. It should be banned.
It should be banned.
Wally Carbo would ban sweep the leg if he was in charge.
Yes.
He was the commissioner,
yes,
of the American Karate Association, the AKA. So Ralph Macchio is 63. This guy's on Survivor.
You were voted out seconds into the game. You're now on a tribe.
Who was? Oh, yes, that's
Sally Kellerman.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's hear from Jeff Probst now.
You were voted out seconds into the game. You're now on a tribe of people who've played before. You've never played. Do you belong out here?
Well, Jeff, I feel very much a part of this tribe. And
but you stink. Jeff is pretty much saying you stink. You were voted out seconds before. You're no good. You're on Survivor. And he's been doing it. Is it still on?
I think it is.
He is 63. It's been on forever. Matthew McConaughey here today is 55.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
All right. Matthew McConaughey. Kind of a creepy line there, wouldn't you say, from Dazed and Confused?
I would say.
All right.
He's done a lot.
Come on.
Yeah. He likes to be in shows without his shirt. That's been made fun of. The True Detective show he was in, really good. And so many other good things. Matthew McConaughey.
Commercials where he's driving and we hear his thoughts.
Yes, for Lincoln.
Even,
I think it was a Lincoln Town Car or whatever.
Right,
he was doing the thing with his fingers. Matthew McConaughey is 55. And then our rapper of the day, soon to be our rapper in jail of the day, rap mogul. Actually, he's already in jail, right? He's being held before there's a trial. We're talking about Diddy. He's in trouble.
He's Diddy.
Diddy's in trouble.
He's in trouble.
Diddy, Sean Combs, Sean Diddy Combs, Puff Daddy, and then Diddy, and what are the other names?
Who knows?
The people he's going to be in prison with will be calling him some names, I'm sure.
Right.
But he's facing over 120 lawsuits, sexual assaults, not to mention like trafficking charges,
minors,
and so forth. Yes.
Minors, oh my gosh.
55 for Sean Combs. Now
gone, but not forgotten today. We've got a pretty impressive list of those that are gone, but certainly not forgotten today. Industrialist Benjamin F. Goodrich. Have you heard of B.F. Goodrich Rubber Company? He founded it, and he was born on this day in 1841. Had to be one of the men who built America. I would certainly think he'd be in that list somewhere. Again, 1841. Gig Young, they shoot horses, don't they? That was just on. And I saw Gig Young. He won an Academy Award, born on this day, 1913. 3 years later, the most trusted man in America, legendary newscaster Walter Cronkite. And he was, again, 1916.
Well, you know, when he reported, things were concrete.
Well, they were. Reported.
They
well,
called them. Well,
concrete. Wasn't he on the Flintstones? He was Walter Concrete.
Something like that.
Or cement.
Walter Concrete Cronkite. See, I can't even do it. You can't say concrete and Cronkite together without getting messed up.
It's
I don't
very
think
difficult.
Concrete.
Walter Cronkite.
And then here he is. Remember when he was on Mary Tyler Moore and he met Ted Baxter?
Oh, that's right.
Epic moment.
This is our anchor man. I never thought I'd be saying this. Ted Baxter, Walter Cronkite.
It's an honor to meet you, Mr. Cronkite.
Call me Walter.
It's so good.
He is a classic. There it is. Walt, call him Walter. Born on this day.
He did call him Walt later on. He called him Walt later in the scene. It's
Walt,
hilarious.
Nice. Speaking of hilarious, one of the funnier guys we got to watch on TV in the Jackie Gleason show and other movies, we're talking about Art Carney.
I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. If you see me coming down the street, get on the other side. When you come down the street, there ain't no other side.
Poked fun at his size, did they
his
not?
Girth.
His
yes,
heftiness.
They did. Yes, Academy Award and Emmy Award-winning actor Art Carney, born on this day, 1918. Same year, same day. Cameron Mitchell, one of the stars of The High Chaparral, one of my favorite westerns that I enjoy. And again, that was 1918. Brewery executive Alfred Heineken. Guess what kind of beer he made?
Heineken is the best beer in the world.
Come to think of it, I'll have a Heineken.
Come to think of it. I don't know the last time I've had a Heineken.
It's been a while for me, too. But Alfred Heineken had several, I would imagine, during his career, 1923. Well, one of our favorite ladies, comedic ladies from Everybody Loves Raymond and many other things, Doris Roberts, 1925.
You want some real marriage advice? I'm going to give you the secret now. There's going to be yelling. There's going to be anger. Don't fight it. Accept it. You love him. You hate him. He disgusts you. Look how he eats. You keep your head down and you plow through.
Amen.
They were great together.
They certainly were. Doris Roberts, tremendously gifted comedian.
The extension of that scene is where she also goes, there'll be highs and there'll be lows. And then he says, what day was the high?
Right. Doris Roberts, born on this day, 1925. I loved her in, well, Night Court, and you had to like her in The Fall Guy. We're talking about Marky Post, born on this day, 1950.
I'm the hotel manager, sir, with the champagne you requested.
Oh, great, you found it.
Yes, indeed, though it was a difficult task. After all, Chateau Libido is not one of our usual brands. Shall I unscrew it for you?
Perfect. This could be the greatest night of my life.
Mm. Okay, I want this over with before I vomit.
Let the good times roll.
Yeah, she made that cast. When she came on, she really completed that cast.
Yes, for sure. Marky Post, we lost her too young, sadly. She's already on our gone list. Born on the year 1950. 3 years later, a founding member for the group Blackhawk. We do the Van Stevenson Memorial bowling event again this year to raise funds, but he died of melanoma cancer. Van Stevenson from Blackhawk. She's a modern day
Delilah. Keeps the scissors laser sharp. Yeah, but before Blackhawk, he was doing pop music, Neil, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
Modern day Delilah. Kind of a hit. I remember it well from 84, and he's performing, if you call it performing, on American Bandstand.
Right.
They lip-synced on that show.
Yes. He, great songwriter, of course, too, with his buddy Dave Robbins, another founding member. They wrote so many songs. In fact, we'll hear some Van Stevenson, Dave Robbins songs during our Fave 5 this week. A number of their songs that they wrote were recorded by Restless Heart. From Blackhawk, Van Stevenson, 1953. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, an almanac quiz. We're doing it for the Oak Ridge Boys tickets Wednesday show, November 13th at the Medina. The question is, this date, 1975, what item debuted on The Price is Right? An item that is still being used to this day debuted on The Price is Right this date, 1975. What was that item? What was that deal? What was that thing? 763-450-0100. First one to call in, you'll win if you've got the right answer, of course. 763-450-0100. Neil, do you want to start a Bobathon No Repeat Workday with Patty Loveless? She drew a broken heart. Hank Jr., good friends, good whiskey, and good loving. Or Kathy Mateo, walking away a winner. It's like the Vikings.
Yeah, I think we should do Kathy Mattea here today.
Here we go.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River.